so many highlights tonight, so let's get right to it. Beginning with Vukaša Mašić, who's supposed to go back in the starting lineup against Oregon State. Little bookkeeping error.
Yep.
Doesn't worry. He comes out tonight, and he was ready to go from the opening tip. 7-2 Lions here. We played just over 2 minutes. Catch and shoot three for Vukaša Mašić. And he's in Serbian sniper mode early. And he stayed through it most of the game. More from him later, but that started to cut into the 7-2 lead early on from LMU. Portland would go on a 12-2 run of their own. And when they weren't dropping threes, it was Chris Austin doing tons of dirty work in the mid-range. Amy will put a lot of pressure way out on the basketball. Austin coming out high, trying to drive on Merk Baladze, spinning, pump fake in the air. Oh!
Tough shot.
Teardrop over the front of the rim. Portland took the lead 11-9 and started to extend it further. It got all the way to 12 points. Aussie Rapp, still hot from Thursday, was filling it up. Vince now gets across the timeline. Back to Vukaša between the circles.
Max back on the bench.
It's good news for the Pilots. Rapp, corner three. There it is.
Yeah.
30-26, but Portland's lead was only one going into the halftime locker room, 32-31. They came out and they lit it up from three, beginning with Max McKinnon. Nobody scored here in a minute and 12 seconds. But again, those threes in transition are ambitious. Max, catch and shoot three, right corner. There it is. Those are the ones you want to take. And when he was getting double teamed, that left Vukaša Mašić open. Got to find a better way not to get trapped on that screen.
Yeah, they flipped the screen, and he's really coming downhill.
41-40, McKinnon driving on McBride. Skip pass. Mašić a three.
Yes!
Woo! 44-40 at that point, and with all of the activity being flushed out to the three-point line, it left some cutting lanes for Austin Rapp. Portland fortunate there.
You can see Coach Leggins telling him to slow down a little bit. Let's run some clock, make him guard.
McKinnon. Oh! Rapp for the two-handed flush! 50-42. LMU tried to ratchet up the pressure on the ball out high, but Vukaša Mašić, well, sometimes you need a little help from above.
Did he slip?
I think he might have rolled his ankle maybe a little bit.
That was awkward. Mašić is going to have to do something. Vuk, he's stuck. Has to heave it up. Good if it goes.
Oh!
59-49 at that point, and it was on. Austin Rapp, not his best shooting night, but as we've seen, when it's time for somebody to knock down a dagger, he's more than willing. McKinnon into front court to beat the trap. They are going to go one-on-one with Will Johnson, spinning to the baseline. Max nearly lost it. Skip pass. Rapp open in the corner for three.
Yes! Yes!
72-62, and then LMU was desperate. They were fouling. They were pressing. Portland beat it, and it was the graduate Chris Austin with the exclamation point. They got to get it across.
They're trying to foul.
Now Bull has it to Rapp.
See the rim.
Underneath Chris Austin. For yeah! The two-handed flush. That ought to do it. 81-68 there. Some free throws down the stretch. 89-78, your final score.